Hey guys, this is Robert Rochelle with D3VBWest.com, and today I've got the national wrap-up. What I like to do with this this particular episode is sort of look around at the top 25, see how they did, see what upsets we've had this past weekend, and unfortunately we've had quite a lot, or fortunately, I guess, depending on which team you're rooting for. So I do like looking at the upsets. I do pick out a couple of selected matches to take a look at. And then I'm going to look at the top 25 that I put out today on the website, and then maybe look at a few tournaments that the top 25 will be at this coming weekend. So that's kind of the plan. I will say I wasn't really feeling like doing this podcast on Sunday when I was trying to wrap up everything. It got to be a little much, but I don't know. Got my second wind, I guess, and here we go. Hope you like it, guys. All right, for the second time this season, which is special because, well, there's only been 2 weeks, we've got 15 teams out of the ABC top 25 that took at least one loss this week. And just to top the insanity that was last week, we've got three teams from the ABCA top 25 that went 0-4 this week, including Gustavus Adolphus, Christopher Newport, and Illinois Wesleyan. I counted 31 losses to the top 25 teams just this past week. And now that I've said Gustavus Adolphus, I just want to do a little shout out to Ricky Nelson, who always sends me a nice little email after I do one of these podcasts and corrects all of the mispronunciations that I have, which is quite a lot, specifically dealing with the school. So I apologize in advance, and hopefully I'm getting better. Let's take a look at the upsets. We've got, starting off, Carnegie Mellon, who has shot into my top 25. We'll take a look at that in just a little bit. But they actually upset number 3, Juniata, in 4 sets. Now, what's interesting in this one, the fourth set was actually 25-9. Carnegie Mellon hit 302 for the match, and they held Juniata under 100. Diana Balta had 12 kills and 14.5 points for Carnegie Mellon to lead them in the effort. Number 4, Wisconsin Eau Claire was beaten twice this week, once by St. Benedict in 4 sets and once by Augsburg in 5 sets. Statistically, the St. Benedict match was really close. It was the lack of attacking errors for St. Benedict that really was the difference. In the Augsburg match, the Auggies had 17 blocks, accounting for half of the Eau Claire hitting errors. In the deciding fifth set, Eau Claire hit under 100. I was actually out at the UT Dallas tournament this weekend where I saw number 7 Trinity lose twice. They actually lost twice on the first day. They lost to UT Dallas in 4 sets, and then they lost to Pacific Lutheran, who happens to be ranked 23, in 5 sets. I did watch both of these matches. In the UT Dallas game, it was the Comets defense that really won it for them. Kind of harkens back to how the Comets did a few years ago, really relying on their defense and making teams really work on putting the ball down, or else the Comets would just come back and beat you and you'd just shake your head and you'd wonder how it happened. In this one, they just kept the rallies going long enough until they were able to terminate against Trinity. That really wasn't the case in the Pacific Lutheran match. This was a case of Trinity just having too many hitting errors that really just did them in. Both matches really were statistically very close, and Trinity held the edge in a number of important categories in both of them. So these three teams are going to be really, really close, and it's going to be really interesting to see how the rest of the season plays out and how the West RAC ends up regionally ranks them. Let's see, continuing the trend, we've got another team that lost twice this week, number 8, Wittenberg. They were swept by both Calvin and Hope. Calvin, that's not to be unexpected, but really the Hope would be considered an upset by ABCA rankings. Wittenberg hit 0, actually, in the Hope match, 23 kills and 23 errors. And meanwhile, Hope had 8 total attacking errors for the match. And as you can guess, this one was not very close. As mentioned before, oh God, I got to say it again, Gustavus Adolphus, they lost 4 times, with only Washington St. Louis being ranked. I won't get into the details of that, but as I said, 3 teams lost 4 times this week. And I did put a poll out there, so if you want to look smart, you can actually, if you go onto my Twitter feed, you can get the right answer now. Number 12, Whitewater drops two matches. They lost to Augsburg in five sets. Second time I've mentioned Augsburg. They obviously had a really good week. If you remember last week, they upset CMS. So they were in my top 25. They weren't in the ABCA top 25. I expect they'll be there this week, although that poll does move really slow. They lost to five sets. My cat is wreaking havoc in the background, but they lost to five sets to Augsburg. They lost to four sets to St. Thomas, Minnesota during the week. I guess the one thing I'll say is I'll just put a warning out there to all the coaches. Don't get into a fifth set with Augsburg. They're 3-0 now in those matches. It was a close match that just that fell to Augsburg as they just played better late in this particular match. In the St. Thomas match, St. Thomas had 31 attack errors and still won in four sets. They compensated for that by really just digging everything that came to them. They averaged over 23 digs per set in this match. The second of our four match losers this week is number 14, Christopher Newport. Now, they played three teams that were ranked, Emory, Barry, and Mary Harton Baylor. I guess the Mary Harton Baylor would probably be an upset, but they also lost to Endicott out of the New England region. Number 15, Ithaca. They dropped a match against Juniata, which shouldn't be unexpected. They actually got swept, but they also got upset by Carnegie Mellon in four sets. And again, that's, I think, the second time we've talked about Carnegie Mellon. So that's another team that's coming into the top 25. Although I think I may have said that, so just going to say it twice. In this one, Ithaca hit 0-45 for the match against Carnegie Mellon. They also had some trouble with the service receive, with none of the games really that Carnegie Mellon won being close. Finishing up, we've got number 20, Mary Harden Baylor. They played in the Barry tournament this weekend, a really tough tournament. And in the process, they got upset by Transylvania, who last week was who upset Wittenberg. In this one, it was a sweep. Transylvania players Jordan Horn and Ellie Stigger each had 17 kills, and honestly, the crew just didn't have an answer for them. Number 23, Pacific Lutheran, again, was at the UT Dallas. They did beat Trinity, but in the process, they were upset twice, once by Southwestern in five sets and once by UT Dallas in three sets. The Southwestern match was really close, and really the difference was probably the serving game by the Pirates, as they had 12 aces. The last two sets, the Lutes hit under 100 as the Pirates made a comeback to win that one. UT Dallas, it was really just the serve and blocking game. They were just really on in this one, and the Lutes ended up hitting 105 for the match. The third AVCA team that went down four times this week was Illinois Wesleyan. They were ranked 24. I don't know why in the world they were ranked 24. They're now 0-7 on the season. So if you're an AVCA voter out there, I don't know, maybe give it a second look before you decide to put them down this week. All four would be considered upsets. And, they lost a lot. They lost a lot going into this year. This shouldn't be unexpected. They were playing the toughest schedule in the entire nation. And so you got to give them credit for that, but they're taking it on the chin right now. And then the last upset, Washington St. Louis. They had a rough first week, and then they were kind of cruising along this week, and then they played their very last match against Loras, and they lost in five sets. And this was just a slugfest. And Loras hit over 300 in the sets they won, and that included hitting 412 in the first set. Loras had four players with 14 or more kills as they spread out the attack and were very effective. And then, but saying that, Washington St. Louis had also had four players with 10 or more kills. So, like I said, this was just a slugfest. So just a lot of upsets. It's going to calm down. It's got to calm down, especially when we get into conference play, because they just won't be playing teams that are close to each other. But we may have another week of this. We'll just have to see. Okay, I picked a couple selected matches just to kind of look at that weren't really considered upsets, but ones that I thought would be interesting. The first one that I looked at was number 1 Emory versus number 9 Barry. Barry hosted the tournament. They hosted the Eagles in the cage. In the last match on Saturday, they had over 500 fans in attendance. The biggest point differential in this five sets was a four-point win, I think, by Barry. Three of the sets were won by 2 points. Statistically, when you look at it, it was pretty much a draw. It could have really just gone either way. Three Eagles had 15 or more kills, and the Barry Vikings were led by Carson Van Campen, who had 19 kills. And just a great match, and it just, the Barry Vikings just fell a little short. These two teams are going to face off again November 1st at Emory, so don't be surprised to see the number one ranking in the South decided by that result. Moving on to the second match that I kind of wanted to look at, and this one kind of fizzled out, but it was one that I was really interested in this week, and it was number 12 Whitewater going against number 19 Carthage, and Whitewater won this one 3-1. Whitewater hosted. It was a midweek game, and there was over 300 in attendance. This is what I liked about this one was just an important Midwest match against teams that could be fighting for an at-large bid, and that regional ranking is going to be could be really important here. The WIAC is just really, really tough. There's no guarantee Whitewater is going to beat out teams like Stevensport or Eau Claire or Oshkosh or and that was for you, Ricky. Or any of the other good teams in that conference. So these two teams actually split the first two sets. It looked like it was going to be a great match. The winning margin in both cases was 2 points. And then Whitewater just put it in the second another gear and blew the doors off Carthage in the last two sets. And Carthage really just didn't have an answer for Rachel Butterfield, who had 17 kills with only one error. And I guess you could say the Lady Reds really didn't help matters with 28 attacking errors. So I was really high on Carthage, getting to see them the week before. I'm still really high on them. I know Whitewater is going to be really good. Of course, Whitewater kind of took it on the chin this week, and Carthage actually took a hit. That's, if you can hear it in the background, that's my cat chasing a paper ball and bringing it back to me. Lost my train of thought, but let me get back to it. So, not necessarily related to this game, but one of the things I was thinking about this week as I was watching some matches was, you know, I kind of forget at times that not every team can take advantage of the deficiencies of another team. So, you know, maybe you've got a team that's really, really good, but their service receive isn't perfect, right? Maybe it's a little iffy. But if you don't have the servers to take advantage of it, it's not going to matter. Where you could have a team that's worse than you, and they've got some really high-pressure servers, and they come in and they beat that team. And, you know, maybe they've got a short outside or a short setter or a short right side on the front row, but your hitters can't terminate, can't hit over them and put it down. You know, it's just why we see groups of teams beating each other, because simply one team matches up against another. And I guess what made me think about it as I was doing the rankings this week, because it was kind of tough to put it all together, was that it just makes ranking the teams really difficult when you've got this groupings of teams and they're all beating each other, and from the outside looking in, you have no clue, but that's probably the reason, is that they're just better matchups. All right, from this point on, I'm going to be talking about my top 25 and getting away from the ABCA poll. That's going to come out tomorrow. I am taping this on Monday, so I don't really know how they're going to change, but I know how mine changed, and you're welcome to go to the website, d3vbwest.com. And you can check out the top 25. I've also got on there for the people from the West region, because I do focus on the West for the most part on that website, is I have attempted to use the wonderful NCAA selection criteria, even just with 2 weeks worth of data, and kind of show you how the West rack rankings would look by doing that. And it's a little wonky. You know, it doesn't reflect how I think the teams are. But again, when you're looking at the criteria, it gets to be a problem. When you're looking with a small sample size, it gets to be even a bigger problem. But I thought it was a kind of an interesting exercise to do, and certainly something that'll leave your head shaking when you see the order in which I came up with. But let's focus on the top 25, and I'll run through this. Please run over to the website if you want to see it. I've got a lot of words written there where I kind of talk about it. I'll repeat some of them here, and some I'll just figure up and on the top of my head and probably lie once or twice too, but it's up to you to figure out when. Okay, it really comes down to Emory and Calvin, in my mind, is the top two teams in the nation right now. I kept Emory at number one and kept Calvin at number two. These teams are really close. I like the wins from Emory a little better than Calvin. Not saying that Emory's better than Calvin. I'm just saying based on the results, that's what I'm going with. I moved Barry up from number 6 in my rankings up to number 3. You know, they had some nice wins. They beat Mary Harden Baylor. They beat Christopher Newport. But then again, everyone beat Christopher Newport. So it's, you know, it's hard to know what to value a win or to devalue a win. But, you know, they, as I showed in one of the selected matches, you know, Emory beat them in 5 sets. So, and it was really, really close. So if I've got Emory 1, I've got to have Barry somewhere near them. Carnegie Mellon was a team that I did not have in my top 25. Not only did I move them into my top 25, they're sitting at number 4. They're an undefeated team. They beat Ithaca, which is another team that's kind of, it's kind of getting devalued, beating Ithaca, because they haven't really shown what they can do yet this year. But they also beat Juniata. So that gets them in the top 5. Augsburg, I had at 12 last week. They move up to number 5. They took out Whitewater. They took out Eau Claire. Those are really nice wins when you factor that on top of CMS the first week. That's pretty stout. Johnson & Wales drops a couple points to number 6, just because I liked the other team's wins better. Claremont Mud Scripps comes in from 13 to 7. They're kind of piggybacking on behind Augsburg. But, you know, the problem I have with CMS is they really haven't beaten anyone yet. So, you know, there's going to be a wonderful tournament this weekend. I'm actually going to go to it, and that's going to change. We'll see where CMS resides among the top teams in the nation. But right now I have them at number 7. St. Thomas, Minnesota, they're coming in. I didn't have them ranked. They're coming all the way into number 8, so that's 2 teams I didn't have ranked coming into my top 10. Again, they're 8-0 on the year, so undefeated. And they had a nice win against Whitewater this week. Rounding it out, I've got Stevens Point, and I've got Chicago. I really struggled with finding a team in the 9-10 spot. I mean, all these teams that come right here and then come after are pretty close in my mind. So I had to pick someone, I guess is what I'm saying. And they're as good as anybody. Juniata falls to 11. I still have Clarkson in my top 15. They're at 12. Just based on that Colorado College win. I have Colorado College coming right behind them. I've got Trinity falling all the way back from 3 to 14 because of the UT Dallas and the Pacific Lutheran losses. St. Benedict, I've got Whitewater coming in. Carthage, Hope is another team that I've got moved into my top 25 that wasn't there last week, although they were in the AVCA. But with, you know, the win against Wittenberg, you know, that's pretty nice. Let's see, we've got Wittenberg, Hope. So then now I've got Wittenberg. So I had them at 16. I dropped them down a lot last week. I'm dropping them down again. You know, they lost to Calvin and Hope. That's no great sin, but we need to start seeing Wittenberg turn it around. I know they've got some injuries, and so it may still be another week or two before we see that. Eau Claire drops all the way down from 7 to 20. Ohio Northern kind of stays where they are. They're at 21. Transylvania makes the poll. They come in at 22. You know, they have the Wittenberg upset. They've got the Mary Harden Baylor upset. They do have a loss to Ohio Northern, which is why I didn't move them up further in the rankings. Wesleyan hangs loose right around where they were last week. They had 3 good wins this week. 2 good wins. And I just don't know. I don't know what the New England region is because, you know, they just starting out. That was their first week, and I need to see some regional play to see where everyone stands. I'm not sure I'm going to see that based on some of the schedules, but for now, that's where I've got them. Ithaca hangs by a thread in at 24, and Mary Harden Baylor's hanging by that same thread at 25. I dropped Christopher Newport. I dropped Birmingham Southern. I dropped Johns Hopkins. And Gustavus Adolphus has also been dropped. You know, Birmingham Southern just hasn't played anyone yet. I like them preseason, but I can't hold a spot forever for them. And Johns Hopkins didn't play this past week. So, again, another case where I just couldn't hold a spot because I had some teams that had some really nice wins. All right, the last thing I wanted to touch on is where some of the top teams are going to be playing this weekend. I've got 5 tournaments that I've got highlighted here in front of me. You know, there's a bunch of other tournaments, obviously, and some good ones. But the first one that jumps out at me is actually where I'm going to be this weekend, at least on Friday. I'm going to go to the East to West battle that's being hosted by Washington St. Louis. We've got, now these are my rankings. We've got number one Emory. We've got number seven CMS. We've got number 11 Juniata. We've got number 14 Trinity. We also have Washington St. Louis, which is, you know, may still be ranked in the ABCA come tomorrow. And then we also have Cal Lutheran out of the West region that is in the tournament as well. So this is a wonderful little tournament that got created a few years back, kind of in response to some of the better teams in the nation being unable to schedule easily in some of the tournaments because some teams just don't want to play the best. And so they said, well, the heck with all of you. We're just going to get together and have the best play the best. And that's going to boost up our strength of schedules. And someone's going to come away, you know, in pretty good shape, probably more than one team. So I'll be out there Friday. Really looking forward to that. Hope to catch all the matches that are going on that day. The Wittenberg Fall Classic is another one that looks really good. There's four ranked teams there. Well, I guess both the ABCA and I agree. We've got number 3 Barry. Once again, that's my ranking. Number 21 Ohio Northern. Number 16 Whitewater, and number 19 Wittenberg. Heidelberg's also there. So again, that's another good one. The Barry Vikings are playing one heck of a tough schedule this year. Every weekend they're playing ranked teams. That's another one that's going to be just a great test for all of those teams. The Whitewater Barry match is particularly interesting. And now that I said that, I hope they're playing against each other because not everyone's playing everyone. Let's see, another tournament, the Sandy Schumacher Tournament, hosted by Eau Claire. We've got number 17, Carthage. We've got number 8, St. Thomas, Minnesota. You got number 20, obviously the host, Eau Claire. So again, that's going to be a nice test for St. Thomas, playing some good teams. We also have Linfield, Lakefield, and Gustavus Adolphus there as well. So that's like the 27th time I've had to say that name, and Ricky's probably just scratching his head, but that's okay. So again, that's a nice test for a couple of teams there, and see if Eau Claire can bounce back from not a great week and move up the rankings yet again. Carnegie Mellon was one of the teams that just jumped into the top 5 out of nowhere. They're hosting the Doubletree Invitational. So they've got number 18 Hope there, plus a number of other good teams that are sitting just outside the top 25, outside of where I would maybe consider them. But you know, I really want to see the Hope Carnegie Mellon matchup, and that's why I'm highlighting this one. The last one that I'm really highlighting is the Pikes Peak Challenge in Colorado College. We've got two ranked teams there. In again, off my rankings, we've got number 13 Colorado College and number 22 Transylvania. Is this the third weekend in a row where Transylvania is going to come away with an upset? You've also got Birmingham Southern. That's a team I liked preseason. It's a team I just removed off my top 25. But this is an opportunity for them to play the top teams and show where they stand. If they come away with a win against, you know, either Colorado College or Transylvania, or maybe even both, well, you know, they're going to show up in my top 25 again really quick. And wouldn't that be a heck of a thing for the South region to have Birmingham Southern join Barry and Emory in the top 25 again? The other team that's there is Whitworth. That's a young team out of the West region. And, you know, they kind of were off. They played Whitman this week. They had a good first week. I was at that tournament, and you could see them grow and get better and better. So it's going to be another opportunity. And honestly, I could look at these four teams and I could say, well, Whitworth's got a shot against all of them, and they could end up being 0-3 against them as well. So just some good competition there between all four of those teams. I think they're all really closely bunched right now, and that's primarily because Colorado College has got a number of injuries that they're fighting through. But, you know, we haven't made excuses for other teams, so we won't make excuses for them. So there's a bunch of other tournaments going on. You know, hopefully you'll catch some volleyball this weekend. That's all I've got. I hope you enjoyed the wrap-up. You know, if I'm feeling it again next week, I'll put it out again next week. Later, guys.